Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Samuel. And each week, we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey.
Be sure what you take on. This week is something that is close to my heart. I don't know about you, but in my life, my appetite and curiosity to learn is far bigger than my capacity to take things on board. I love reading, podcasts, and exploring new things. But with this comes a pressure to implement some great ideas into my life. Our brains have certain capacities, so whatever we want to learn, we have to repeat often enough and get to know it well enough before it can be integrated into our life. Knowledge is wonderful, but practical knowledge is something different. Reading something, listening to something, or going to a workshop are all helpful in terms of learning and perception changes. But if we are really serious about implementing what we have learned, then we have to integrate it into our lives. This is the sole reason why diets are so temporary in terms of success, because unless a diet becomes our lifestyle, then the moment we come off it, we go back to what we were doing, and slowly but surely we land back to where we were. Real change is when you no longer have to think about it and it's just part of your life. This takes far longer than we think or we like. My message here is be curious and explore many things, but don't commit to things on a whim, but rather think it through and decide if it is truly something that you want as part of your life. Is it truly worth the effort that it will take? Learning all about a business is very different from running a business. Watching how to do something is very different from doing it, and a long way from mastering something so that it does become part of who you are. There are a lot of things that we would like to do, but one thing prevents us from achieving these things and these alterations to our life: commitment. Commitment to the actual time it will take to learn. My personal tests after wasting so much time and money on things I'd like to do is this. Firstly, I estimate how long it will take me to learn it, and then see if I'm willing to commit 5 times the estimated time. Only then do I get a better sense of how committed I am, and still I underestimate how long it will take, but less so than in the past. So secondly, if I think I'm committed, I draw up a rough plan of what needs to happen if I'm to integrate this habit into my life. And if it starts to feel burdensome, then unless I'm absolutely determined that it is so important, I will can it. In other words, what I'm saying is, unless you know you can commit the time and the mental resource to truly learning something, as much as you would like to have it in your life, you have to say no to yourself. Wow, I laugh at myself so often when I go to save an article or a video on YouTube for watching in the future or I start to consider a new course I want to take, because I'll basically be adding it to a long list of one day when I have the time, I will do it. I'm over 60 and must spend my time wisely and say no to more things than ever, so I can spend time mastering the few things that I'm good at and accept that basically less is more. Anyway, I hope that gives you some food for thought, and speak again next week.
That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, A Guide to the Difference Between Belief and Confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.